A day of confrontation. This is what the residents of the Palestinian refugee camp of Shafat in Jerusalem al-Quds witnessed on Monday. Israeli soldiers with heavy vehicles raided the camp, and the young Palestinians responded by throwing stones. The Israeli forces fired bullets and tear gas canisters along the narrow roads of the camp. Palestinian officials said about 10 Palestinians were injured, none seriously. Some were also arrested.
All the night we heard the helicopter and the jeeps of Israeli soldiers around the camp and inside the camp.
This incident is new in our neighborhood. We were shocked by the number of Israeli soldiers and policemen coming to the camp. They scared the women and children.
Israeli police spokesman said 11 people were arrested, some for alleged involvement in the unrest and others for the non-payment of municipal taxes and other bills. The violence in the refugee camp is another example of tensions that are always near the surface in a city at the heart of the Arab-Israeli conflict. The Israeli forces also abducted some Palestinians in the West Bank on Monday.
Such incidents create a state of instability for Palestinians. This is a kind of an Israeli pressure on the Palestinians and a part of their policy to evacuate the Palestinians.
Palestinians want East Jerusalem al-Quds to be the capital of their future state they hope to establish in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. But Israel regards all of Jerusalem al-Quds as its eternal capital, a claim that has not been recognized internationally. The Israeli police say that such raids are important in order to impose order. But Palestinians believe that such activities are illegal since East Jerusalem al-Quds is occupied. From the refugee camp of Shafat, Shireen Yassin, Press TV, al-Quds.